Hi there, listeners. Welcome to episode 251 of Never on the Backfoot podcast. In this episode, we are in conversation with a very special guest. Yes, you guessed it right, it's Saima Thakur, a 27-year-old domestic cricketer known for her spicy bouncers among the many other skill sets she brings to the table. She has been in the news for a selection by the UP Warriors for the upcoming season of the Women's Premier League 2024. She has been a consistent performer and a breakout star in recent times. Without further ado, let's get started to understand more about Saima's journey. Hi, Saima. Welcome to Never on the Backfoot podcast. It is an absolute pleasure to have you on board and have this conversation, you know, before the Women's Premier League auction and all the dynamics that played out there. Having followed your career, this is really very, you know, this is something I was really looking forward to. So, yeah, what are your first thoughts on the podcast today?
I think, first of all, thanks to you and Himali for giving me this opportunity. It's lovely to just share my story or share whatever thoughts that just I came with cricket. And yeah, this is a great opportunity.
Likewise, I mean, really looking forward to the discussion, right? So let's, you know, start talking about your journey. So if you could reflect on what your childhood was like, were there any early influences on you that kind of shaped your life and the whole trajectory?
I was always into sports. I never liked sitting at one place. So my cousin and my brother, I have an elder brother. They used to always play some gully cricket and all. I was very small and I used to just try to get involved as much as I can. And they're like, "Nahi, nahi, tu bahut choti hai." So they used to just keep me aside. I'm like, "No, I want to play. So that was the start, I guess. And I used to play football before. I started cricket very late. So that is how actually my physical fitness got shaped with football. So everything happens for a reason, I guess. So I'm still a big football fan. And yeah, that really helped me in cricket.
That is actually fascinating to hear. And I will pick your brains a little more on this aspect of football. But what is your earliest memory of cricket? Now, there must have been a moment where you first saw cricket on TV and you realized, wow, this is such a cool sport. So talk yourself as a cricket fan as well.
Actually, I always used to watch football more. And cricket was just World Cup matches for me. And I used to not follow some series or anything like that. I used to just watch the World Cups and everything. And I used to play football. And that moment, we had a junior college team, which were lacking some couple of players. So they just picked some volleyball players, some handball players and some football players. And I did well. And somebody just suggested me that you should start taking cricket seriously. You'll do well. And I was like, okay, I'll go for the trials and everything. And yeah, I got selected in the first year for the probables of Mumbai Cricket Association. And that's how the journey began.
That's again quite remarkable. And even growing up, right, who were some of your cricketing role models? And these could be male or female cricketers who kind of shaped you to be the cricketer you are.
Before, we didn't even know that women's cricket actually existed. So it was more of men's cricket who were just around that, okay, this is cricket, just revolving around men's cricket. So I really loved MS Dhoni from start. I really loved his attitude and the way he was a game changer. And after a few years, when I came to know that, okay, there is women's cricket, there are so many legends in women's cricket. So I started looking up to Jhulan Goswami. She is still one of my favorite cricketers.
Right. And even like, you know, the journey of becoming a cricketer obviously comes with a lot of sacrifices. Like a lot of cricketers, you know, give up on academics or studies to, you know, take up cricketing, like cricket full time. Yeah. So was it a similar journey for you? And how was your family ecosystem, you know, with this decision?
As I told you that I started playing cricket thoda late. So I was already 18 when I started. I gave all the trials and everything. Until then, I had completed my junior college. I had completed my 12th exams and everything. So there was no academic pressure. But gharwale jaise thoda pressure dete the ke kya ho jayega cricket, because there was no much financial help in cricket and no much recognition in women's cricket at that time. So they were like, you should pick up a job and just do something that will help the family out. And that was the something that was pressurizing me the whole time. And but I was very much into cricket. I'm like, no, I want to do this. I want to do this. So I'm glad that I took that decision to continue cricket, and I'm very happy.
Certainly, I mean, that passion has certainly fueled your career for so long because now you've been such a regular on the Indian domestic cricket ecosystem as well. So, what are your thoughts on this system, the kind of tournaments you play? How do you enjoy them and any major takeaways?
I think the domestic cricket is something we don't get much tournaments. So there's only one T20 tournament and one one-day tournament. And in case we get selected above, then we have West Zone or Challengers, whatever. So I think if thode tournaments are badhai jaye, then it will be really good for women's cricketers to, upgrade their game. And I think there's a lot of in domestic cricket, it's more of very competitive cricket. So to get selected for the state, first of all, and to perform, to get that opportunity playing in the 11 and do something for the team, that is something that really I was looking forward to when I made my debut. Himali was there, and yeah, that was great. That was just the start, and I felt that I'll do really good. I just felt it.
Right. And considering, we have the set of formats now, do you have a favorite one?
I love T20 actually. There's so much things going on. Each ball, everything is just it's more of who breaks first, who is going to crack first. It's so much pressure, and the situation is like that. How you can grow that maturity, that experience, everything counts in T20, and you can't even have an one ball error because that just changes the game. So I love playing in pressure situations. I love bowling in pressure situations. So that's how I play my cricket.
And what is your experience of like playing for Mumbai? And you also represent West Zone, right? So what is the team atmosphere there? And how everything plays out?
I think right now we had recently won the T20 championship, Mumbai. So jo environment ka bol rahe, it was amazing. We played for each other. That care, that responsibility was everywhere around, and we just wanted to win this. And everybody was had that thing in that head that okay, we want to win this, we want to win this. And on field, we were just like we were hunting in packs. It felt like, and it was amazing. It was just a journey that for 3 months, 4 months, we were just doing fitness, and then we started playing the tournament, and everything, all the preparation was done, and we worked really hard as a team. Our support staff has been doing really well. So luckily it was a positive result for us. And West Zone was almost we know each other from West Zone. So it's not much to, ke ye naye hai ya ye naye hai. Waisa kuch nahi hai. And we had Jemima. So she just keeps everything very chilled out in the team. So we were just enjoying. She always tell us this, that don't focus on the result. We'll only focus on what we have in control. So that is the thing that always stays in my mind, that okay, no matter what happens, that this is going to help me out. What right now I can do is going to help me out forward. So luck, unfortunately, it rained in the finals. So because of points, we couldn't win. So but still, we had a really great tournament.
Certainly. And for us fans also, following all the updates through BCCI Women's Twitter handle and the scorecards, we could see how, like Mumbai and West Zone actually had great tournaments and how you contributed positively across both of these. And I think that was a very interesting point you brought in about the team environment being very positive, the team members feeding off of each other. So how do you manage the mental aspect of the game? Because I'm sure you've come across a lot of like high pressure or challenging situations, right? So how do you bring out the best of your abilities onto the forefront?
I think before when I not now but before when I used to play just when I started playing cricket, I was more into I want to perform, I want to do this, I want to do that. So there was a lot of I was putting a lot of pressure on myself that okay, I need wickets, I need to score runs, and I need to do well. But later on, when we got matured, we spoke to a lot of senior players that how do they handle everything, and so we got few good advices also that just stop taking cricket so seriously. It'll be just relax yourself, just enjoy this game. That is more important, because if you don't enjoy, there's no use of playing these games in so much pressure. You'll just hate doing what you love. So just start loving what you're doing. And yeah, that was it for me. And I just started loving this game more. And I was just enjoying that. Okay, I won't have good days always. There will be learning days. There will be some days where I couldn't do it, where I couldn't perform. But there will be days where I could perform and I can do well. But that only comes with a good mindset. And mindset, I think we have a psychologist also. So that really helped us. Last season, we were consistently speaking to her, and she really helped us out on one-on-one sessions and what was disturbing and why we couldn't make it for so many years. And we actually found that what was missing, and that is how we just played the game and we won the tournament. So yeah, it helped us a lot.
Certainly, and I think the results are also for everyone to see. I mean, the brand of cricket that Mumbai has been playing has been just not, it has been fascinating, right? And even looking at how cricket is such a team sport, so obviously your teammates are important parts of like that cog in the wheel, right? So any favorite teammates you have in the setup now?
I have a teammate. She's also my best friend, Saili Sadgare. We have a very competitive when we are on field, we are very competitive. Especially when we are opposite. So if she's batting and I'm bowling, I'm like, I'm going to bowl one or two bouncers to her, and I just want to score karke dikha. Bas, you just hit me a boundary and we'll see. We'll just so it's vice versa if I'm batting and she's bowling. So yeah, we have some sledging also, but off the field it's just good bonding and everything. But having a healthy competition with your teammates is something that only your game grows. So yeah, having a best friend like her is more of I can get good feedbacks after that okay, what did I do wrong? Okay, what could I have done better?
That's true, and we saw, how you both, brought in the best of each other, and you formed a solid partnership with the ball as well. And looking at even the growth of women's cricket in India at large, right? We've seen how the 2017 World Cup was like a watershed moment. We went to the finals. I mean, we had that heartbreaking loss, but somewhere, do you also think women's cricket has not looked back since, and it has been just, positives and all steps in the right direction?
Yeah, I think definitely women's cricket has been really growing very fast. So all the competitive cricket that we are playing right now, before it was very difficult to see that somebody scoring 100, somebody's hitting a six, any woman cricketer. But it's very consistent that fast bowler is bowling bouncers. Now there's really the game, the way it's growing. It's really amazing to see, and little girls picking up cricket so early at early age and just want to play for India, and that is kind of inspiration we all need, I think.
Certainly, and you've also been the talk of the town for the right reasons right now. The Women's Premier League auctions happened, and you got picked by UP Warriors for 10 lakhs. So, talk us through your experience and like the first reaction you had when you came across this news.
I knew the auction date, the timing, but I decided not to watch the auction because it was too much for me to just sit there and just wait for my name, and I just didn't know what could happen. So like I won't watch. I asked my family also not to watch, please, and they were like, no, we'll watch and this that. I'm like, please don't. And they were just थोड़ा चुपके चुपके देख रहे थे वो भी. And when my name came, and my cousin just he just came in my house and like congratulations is that, and my mother was like, "Ho gaya," I'm like, कौन सा टीम है? He's like, यूपी वॉरियर्स. लाइक ओके, थैंक गॉड. एंड देन माई फादर, माई मदर एंड एवरीबडी इन द फैमिली वॉज रियली हैप्पी. एंड या दैट वॉज अ गुड मोमेंट टू रिमेम्बर एक्चुअली.
Definitely. And are you looking forward to any teammates there? And considering the last season that UP Warriors had, ending up third on the table, they had that heartbreaking loss in the knockouts. So do you believe UP Warriors can go all the way?
Yes, definitely. This time I know we will definitely do well, and we'll make it this time.
Fingers crossed for that, and really excited to see you also, featured in for the UP Warriors. And just taking our conversation to another direction. Now, how does an off season look like for you? Are you someone who's, a passionate music listener? Do you like reading books? And you've also mentioned you like playing football. So is that what constitutes your off season?
Off season is mostly I focus more on my fitness. I really love running around. So if I feel bored, I'll just go to my somewhere and I just do a running session and just come back. Or else I'll hang out with some of my friends. We'll just have chai and just relax. So that is the best part of the off season. Just we can have some of the cheat meals that we look forward to. And yeah, I love reading also. I love reading, I love music.
Right. And do you have any aspirations for the future, like both in terms of your cricketing career and even life beyond cricket? Because most of the cricketers just end up looking at things like, each day as it comes. So are you a kind of person who plans like way in advance, or do you take each day as it comes?
Before I used to just plan पूरा full year that okay ये time पे ऐसे होना चाहिए, time पे ऐसे होना चाहिए. But then I started understanding that you can't control everything, especially when in my injury phase, I just had few targets for few tournaments and I couldn't. I just got injured. I'm like, no, I need to change something. So I just right now what I think is not even a day. I just think that what I can do at this moment. Can I be more positive? Can I be just something that will help me in cricket or other than cricket also? Can I keep much calm myself? And yeah, I think that is something that helps me a lot.
Actually, a good way of looking at it. And, I'm pretty sure we're going to have young listeners listening to our episode. So, do you have any like tips, suggestions, or feedback that you would like to share with a youngster who aspires to be like you, wants to be a cricketer, and play for their nation eventually?
I think आई जस्ट सजेस्ट देम के जो भी करना दिल से करना, किसी का प्रेशर लेके नहीं करना. और आई थिंक वी ऑल वॉन्ट टू प्ले फॉर इंडिया, बट दैट हार्ड वर्क दैट इज देयर, यू कांट एस्केप दैट. एंड इफ यू लव क्रिकेट देन जस्ट डोंट प्रेशराइज योर सेल्फ एंड जस्ट कीप मोर एक्सपेक्टेशंस एंड जस्ट लव द गेम एंड यूल हैव योर रिजल्ट.
That's actually a beautiful way to put it, and I'm pretty sure our listeners will also be able to resonate with it. And yeah, that kind of brings us to our exciting rapid fire round, which I'm doing after a long time with my guests. So yay. Yeah. So are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so what is the one word that you would use to describe yourself?
Aggressive.
Your favorite footballer?
Lionel Messi.
One memory that will always stay with you?
I think when I got selected for UP Warriors, because my parents were involved in that, and I could just see that their face whole day just smiling, and that was an amazing moment for me.
Right. And do you prefer an opening spell or a dead over spell?
I love both actually. I can't choose any, but I love bowling with the new ball and I love bowling in death overs also. So if I had to choose, I'll definitely choose opening bowling,
And for us
opening
fans, we
spell.
love seeing you in both. So win-win there.
Thank you.
And your favorite cricketer currently?
Currently, I love Julian Goswami, as I told you before. I like watching Ellis Perry, an amazing all-rounder.
And the best cricketing advice you've ever received so far?
First time when I was playing for state, I just got selected for challenges. That was the first tournament a higher level. So we had a physio, and I was very nervous. I had to leave the next day, and I'm like, I'm very nervous. There are so many players, and Mithali Raj was leading my team, and I'm like, I don't know how I'll do and this that. And she just suggested me that, see, there are big names, so the pressure's on them. Nobody knows you, so there's no pressure on you. You just go and express yourself. And yeah, that stuck in my head, and I did really well in that tournament.
Wow. And do you have any favorite cricketing movie?
I recently worked in a cricketing movie, that is Ghoomar. There are a few shots because they wanted professional cricketers. So actually the story is really amazing. So I say Ghoomar is one of my favorite cricketing movie.
Wow. And do you have like a most memorable win in your career so far?
Yes, as I told you that we've won the T20 tournament. So the finals was just we all ex until the finals we were not celebrating before after any game. We were just neutral. We used to just win the game and come back, and we used to not react to anything. But after the finals, all the emotions and everything was just coming out of everybody, and that was really amazing to see. And everybody spoke, and it was just we had tears in our eyes. It was just an amazing dressing room to share.
And quite heartening to hear as well. And do you have a go-to senior for advice and feedback in your team currently?
Not senior, but I really look up to Jemima. She's always 24/7, she's available, and we can call her anytime if she's with us in the tour. She'll just tell us whatever we need, and if I want to speak to her personally, she'll just come and she'll just talk to me as much as I want. She's not like, hey, okay, you've just got 10 minutes, you've just got 5 minutes, just do it fast. She's very sweet and very humble. So yeah, I'm learning a lot of things from
And as a Jemima fan, that's great to hear that.
her.
And one compliment that has stayed with you.
Recently, I'm getting a lot of compliment actually. But we had a club tournament. We won the finals. That was the compliment that I got from my coach. That yeah, you're not made for small cricket. You're just made for a bigger platform. So that was a amazing advice for me, compliment for me.
Certainly. And I think this one's going to be a googly. If you weren't a cricketer, what profession do you see yourself as?
Actually, I don't see myself anywhere other than cricket, actually. But I might be doing some 9-to-5 job other than cricket. Yeah, I don't think I could have done anything better than cricket.
Fair enough. And that does conclude our rapid fire round. As we, reach the end of our discussion, do you have any last and final thoughts for our listeners?
Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity and listening to me. I would like to share something about myself that my father is a driver, and we've been struggling a lot for a lot of years. But the way he encouraged me, the way he was always supporting me, and it was really good to see a smile on his face when we are looking at this day. So I just like to say all the viewers that never give up, because if you do something from your heart, it is going to get you in a positive result. So, and whatever you're doing, do it for your parents. They'll always be there. Even if you win, even if you lose, they'll always be there for you.
And we couldn't have asked for a more fitting conclusion. And on that note, thank you so much, Saima, for joining us on this podcast, taking time off your busy schedule. And shout out to Hemali as well for ensuring this happened, because it was a beautiful conversation. And our listeners are totally going to lap this up. Thank you also for sharing those remarkable insights and your personal experiences. Here's hoping we can have you back on the podcast and manifesting only good things for you, Saima. So until next time, stay safe and take care. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. It was amazing talking to you.
Likewise. Cheers. Thank you so much, listeners, for tuning into this episode and for your unstinted support. Please follow and press the bell icon on Spotify and subscribe to the podcast on Google Podcasts for the latest episode updates and stay tuned. Do check out @NeverInTheBackFoot on Instagram and Threads and @NeverInTheBackFoot on Twitter, now called X, for the latest facts, updates, fresh content and a lot more that's coming up this cricket season. The podcast is also available on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Spotify for Podcasters and many other platforms. So please do spread the word. Never on the Back Foot is also available on YouTube. So don't forget to subscribe to the channel and stay tuned for a lot of fun content that's coming up your way. Until next time, stay safe and take care, listeners. Bye for now.